There are, we're talking about this morning about a sefer called Birchas Peretz. Many people are familiar with the Stipler. The Stipler's most famous set of svarim are Kilas Yaakov. Kilas Yaakov is on Shas. That's a sefer which I think he's most known for. But the Stipler also wrote a sefer on Chumash called Birchas Peretz. It's an interesting thing because people often look for ideas in Chumash or look for svarim on Chumash. And sometimes the way it works, I think in particular with Chumash svarim, is that newer ones tend to be a little bit more popular sometimes, or different svarim are popular in different stages. This sefer, I don't see it around the Beis Medrash so much. It's an amazing sefer, the Stipler on Chumash. What I want to try to do is describe a little bit about the sefer and give a bunch of examples from different parshios, including parts of Vayetze, of different ideas and insights of the Stipler that I think can be important and why the sefer is a good sefer to be aware of and potentially a good sefer to learn. First of all, the sefer is called Birchas Peretz. He points out, named after his parents who had passed away. The din of Kibbutz Avayim, the Gemara tells in Kiddushin, when they are alive and also once they pass away. His father's name was Chaim Peretz. His mother's name was Bracha. And therefore, he named his sefer Birchas Peretz after his two parents. In general, the Stipler is known as an Isha Halacha. The Stipler is known as a Lamdin, as a Posek. Stipler is known as a Manhig of significant sections of Klal Yisrael. You do have in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, almost he couldn't control himself, much as he writes in the Hakdama that the goal of the Sefer is the Toeles, Lechazik, Halavavos, Le'emuna Shlema, Ula'avas Hashem Yisbarach, V'yirasso, V'lasok, Petor, V'mitzvos, that the goal is to strengthen people in the world of Musar, in the world of Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. He does have some very important insights as far as the world of Lamdis goes. In Parshas Yisro, as an example, this is somewhat relevant to something we spoke about in the discussion between the Rambam and the Ravid about whether the Isser of Lo Sachmod is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa or not. So that seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So Stipler here has a very Yisodistic Mahalach about it. It happens to be the same as, more or less the same as Rodin's like pointed out in an article also. We learned about Metzia together. We'll speak about it, but he definitely has some real sort of like some real lumdus at times that comes out. We referenced, I believe, a piece of Stipler in Parshas Maaseh in Birchas Peretz, where he speaks about multiple dinim in the chiv of going to Gullus. In the chiv of going to Gullus, to going to an Ir Miklat, if you kill B'shogeg, is the goal just to protect you from the Gol Hadam? Is the goal also Onesh? Is the goal also Kapara? So Stipler there, there's definitely some very important Torah there in the world of Lamdas. But in the world of Drush, and it's a beautiful Torah, I'll share with you a couple of insights, and he connects it in many ways. The goal is to make it relevant, The parts of Vayetze, so Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech Charana. So the Stipler points out what many of the Mefarshim notice in the Beis Halevi, I believe also, that there are two reasons why a person goes from place A to place B. Sometimes I go from, it's really about leaving place A. Place A is problematic, so I want to leave place A. Sometimes I go to place B because I really want to go towards that other location. Think about it in Aliyah terminology. Some people move to Eretz Yisrael because it's not working out for them in Chutz La'aretz. It's a dangerous place, persecution, etc. Some people want to go to Eretz Yisrael because it's great in Chutz La'aretz, but they love Eretz Yisrael and they want to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Stipler here, according to Mefarshim, again in a bunch of different Sfarim, Vayetze Yaakov, mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Yaakov both had a Vayetze and a Vayelech. There was a Vayetze, he needed to get out of there. That was because he didn't want to be there around Esav anymore. He also had a Vayelech. That was because he had a purpose. He was going to find a wife. He had a particular function. That's what he was doing, Vayetze and Vayelech. Says the Stipler, when it comes to yeshiva also, so there's two possibilities. The Stipler points out historically, he says, there was a time where if a person's in a home, and the home's a wonderful home of conducive values like your homes, so then the reason why you go to yeshiva is Bechinas Vayelech. It's fine where I am, but I want to go to yeshiva to be able to be kona certain ideas in Torah to accomplish a whole lot. A person comes from a home which is less than ideal, so when they go to yeshiva, it's both a little bit of Vayetze and Vayelech. They have to get out of a place which is detrimental. They also have to go somewhere. Stipler says, different times in history, it could be different potential functions. As far as why a person may go in that particular way. The Stipler points out, again, a lot of insights in terms of the world of, not just yeshiva, but the world of midos also. His background, much he's in many ways associated with the world of classical lundas, he happens to also be associated with the world of Musar of Nevardik. He's a product of Nevardik. a very sort of insightful comment of the Stipler, somewhat of a well-known piece in Parshas Vayera. I think Fran talks about it sometimes, is that Chazal tells, Rashi tells us, the Pasuk says, V'tal ha-tzifardeya. When it came to Parshas Vayera, the Makkah of Tzifardeya, so it sounds in Chumash like there was one frog which came out. V'tal ha-tzifardeya. Chazal wonder, what do you mean one frog? So says Rashi, quoting from the Medrash Tanchuma, that every time there were one frog, they were frustrated, they hit the frog. And when they hit the frog would multiply. And they kept on hitting the frogs until they kept on multiplying and multiplying. Stipler asks a very simple question. I don't understand. Wait a minute. Didn't they realize when they hit the frog it was multiplying? So why would they keep on hitting the frog in that kind of a way? What was the logic behind that? Says the Stipler in a very insightful point. When a person gets angry and frustrated, they often do irrational things. That part of anger is that it leads us to do things that even though we know, if we pause for a second, we'd say, this doesn't make that much sense. But if we get worked up a little bit, we just need to respond sometimes. That the Mitzvahim were just so flustered, so angry, they couldn't control their anger in that way. So that's why they would just hit it out of a certain point of real, at a certain point of real frustration in something that can be very, very detrimental. Stipler has another insight. Again, all I would say practical avodas Hashem. Why I'm going to get away to go towards somewhere. Insight about anger. It's a beautiful insight he has about the world of emuna. Torah in Parshas Noach tells us that Noach went into the teva mipnei mehamabel. He went into the teva because the water started coming. Wonder Chazal, why did he wait for the water to come? Because Baruch Hu told him the mabel starting. So Rashi says Noach miktane emuna haya. He didn't have a lot of emuna. He was ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. He like sort of believed and sort of didn't believe, and he only went in because of the teva. Wonder's a stipler. I don't understand. Noach is praised as a tzaddik. What does it mean he lacked in emuna to go into the teva? So says the stipler the following idea. There are two levels of emuna. There is what he calls intellectual emuna, and there is what called a hakara, which is chushis. It's more something which I can sense, I can feel. It's part and parcel of me. Says the stipler, there are many people who have intellectual emuna. They could describe for you what they believe, and that has a certain value. But sometimes push comes to shove, if the only emuna that we have is one that's purely intellectual, when it comes to moments where you have to make a real choice, it's not part of my kishkas the same way. It's not part of me the exact same way. Says the stipler, Noach was a ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. He believed intellectually, but it wasn't part and parcel of him. And therefore, when the moments came and things became more complicated, then he failed a little bit. Says the stipler, that pshat in the Gemara in Meseches Brachos, that Yochanan ben Zakkai at the end of his life is gathered by his Talmidim, and the Talmidim say to him, he says to them, Rebbe, give us a bracha, and he says, my bracha is, Yiraton Shem Mor Shemayim Aleichem Kemor Basar Vadam. I hope that you have Yira Shemayim, the same way you fear kings in this world. Ask the stipler, to Talmidim say, what are you talking about? Halavai, you'd have that much. Point at stipler, what does that mean? Intellectually, of course the Talmidim knew that fear of Ribbono Shel Olam is so much greater than fear of a Melech Basar Vadam. What the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was telling them was, my bracha to you is not just that you know it, but that you feel it. That is part and parcel of who you are, of what you experience, and of what you believe. That when push comes to shove, when everything's going on, you feel it in a way, the same way if the king, b'chvodu v'atma, would walk in this room, we'd all get a little bit more flustered, that we feel that way in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we're able to feel that, the same way. He has, again, some really important ideas in the world of Lamdas. He has some important ideas for, what I would say, are ideas that are, I'm not sure how to be magdirit. What's called agada, what's called halacha. I'll give you an example. He has a very sharp insight about the relationship between Shabbos and Shvius. Between Shabbos and Shvius and Parshas Kisisa. He's sensitive to a drasha ha'ara. The Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah, im einu inyan lezeh, tneyu inyan lezeh. Becharish uvekitzir tishbo, which is a pasuk that seems to be about Shabbos. The Gemara says, well, maybe that pasuk is unnecessary for Shabbos. Im einu inyan lezeh, tneyu inyan lezeh. If it's not relevant for Shabbos, so Mistama is deferring to Shvius. The Stipler wonders, is a key to understanding drushas, well, if it's really about Shvius, so how come the Torah mentioned it in the context of Shabbos? Why would the Torah teach me Hilchos Shvius in the context of Shabbos? He develops an idea to express the fact that Shabbos and Shvius are really fundamentally the same. That Shabbos is here because the week is very, very busy. It's important to have a bit of a break. We can focus on Ruchnius and the like. Shvius also, we're so busy working, having a year as a break, can be very, very valuable. I'll end with just one Ha'ar of the Stipler. parsha is Vayikra. It's an amazing, amazing insight. I think it's so critical, and it's so lemaisa. The Stipa has the following shaila. It's a great fourth parsha Vayikra if you are if you're ever searching for insights that are relevant in those sugyas. It says the Stipa like this. We have karbanos chova. We have karbanos that we have to and we are obligated to offer. I violated certain averas. The show, we have to bring a karban chata. Certain averas, a karban asham. We also have karbanos nidava. We have karbanos that you are allowed to voluntarily offer. Wonders the stipler the following question. Why? Mimanafshach. If it's critical for my avodas Hashem to offer it, so it should be a chiyuv to offer a karban ola or a karban shlamim if it's really so critical. And if it's not critical for my avodas Hashem, so why are you inventing the possibility of it? This is stipler, the same thing about Hilchos Truma. I have all of my produce. The Gemara tells me, Chita achas poteres es hakri. I take off one piece of truma, I'm yotze. But still, the Torah says, ideally give off more. A 40th, a 50th, a 60th. I should give off more, but it's not critical. So it's a stipler. Why is that true? Why do we have like these mitzvos kiyumis almost? These mitzvos where you're yotze, but we want you. If you want to, you can tap into it. If it's important, it should be important. You should have to do it. If it's not critical, so why is it a value? So the stipler the following idea. The Torah understood that for many people, we have chiyuvim. But to be a really good Obed Hashem, there have to be things that you voluntarily do. There have to be things that you say, even though it's not a chiyuv, I'm going to, on my own, come forward and do it. Healthy relationships to Torah, involve us proactively doing something that we don't feel is a chiyuv. Says the stipler, when you're able to do that, that is mechazik, your kesher to Ribono Shel Olam, in a much more powerful way. You have sometimes guys in yeshiva that are really good at following the yeshiva schedule. Says the stipler, if you want to be able to go just one step more in developing a certain relationship with Ribono Shel Olam, it's about what you voluntarily are able to do. Says the stipler, that's why Tovus points out in one context, but that's why the Gemara points out in Brachos, that Bali Tshuva and Gerim are sometimes considered to be greater than those that are brought up in a firm world. Why is that so? Because even though they were technically obligated to Bal Tshuva, their Avodas Hashem is felt, when it's initially the Chizuk, is Nidava. They didn't feel Chiyuv. They voluntarily got into it. And the Avoda of voluntarily bringing in that into your Avodas Hashem is an unbelievable thing. The Stipler quotes from the Rokeah, and this is so relevant, I think, to Shana Bet. Stipler writes in the Rokeah that sometimes when a person first gets really excited about things, there's a lot of passion and excitement because it's in many ways voluntary. There's a lot of excitement about that initial entrance in. And many people, where you're all right now, many of you have had that at earlier stages in life. Could be you had it in high school, could be you had it in China. This very sort of strong excitement and passion. Says the stipler, what we want to try to avoid is getting to a stage of life where we stop also bringing in some of that voluntary Avodas Hashem. What are the things that I do outside of the context of just my normal Siddurim and my normal Chiyuvim? What's my Avodas Hashem, which comes with Torahs and Nedava? The Torah makes sure there are Karbanos Nedava. The Torah makes sure that there are Chiyuvim, there are things that we do as a Nedava. A lot of that, it transforms your Avodas Hashem and it makes all of your Chiyuvim all the more valuable. A lot of beautiful Torah. I have more pieces here for a different time. But really, just like, it's really, really awesome. This stipler, it's important to sort of get a certain balance. He's known as so much of a lamdin because he was such a lamdin. But he makes a strong case. This he does really in parts of Vayera for the value of Agada and Torah for strengthening our Yerushalayim, for strengthening our Avat Hashem. It's important to invest time in things like this also. And Be'ez Hashem, it's a great sefer to be aware of, to be able to learn from some wonderful, wonderful